Bezras Hashem Yisparech, our first halacha topic from Daf Dalid Amud Aleph is the very important and nuanced halacha of when do we say that someone should be over an Iser Kal in order to save his friend who is about to be over an Iser Chomor. Chatei b'shvil shetizke chavercha. From our Gemara in Dalid Amud Aleph, this, of course, reflects the godless of the Balei Tosfos. From our Gemara, it would seem that one does not say Chadei Kidei Shetizke Chavercha. The Gemara tells us if a person sees that his friend has put in bread in an oven on Shabbos, in such a case, he should not take it out. V'chi omrim lo Chadei Kidei Shetizke Chavercha. Do we tell someone be over an Yisod Rabbanan of taking out the bread in order to save him from the Yisod Oraisa of baking the bread? However, the Balei Tosfos Bigadlusam are makif all of Shas. They look at the sugya not the way the great Rashi did in terms of explaining Pshat, but the Balei Tosfos try to show how the rules of the Gemara fit in to the beautiful web of Shas. And Tosfos point out in Tosdi Ramaschel v'chiomrim lo, it's fleshed out better. We mentioned in the Dafshir in Erevin on Lamed Beis on the Beis that this rule only applies in an instance where the fellow was poshea. If the individual, even if he came into a situation of shogeg, there are times that he should have been more careful. You shouldn't be baking so close to Shabbos and then forget about it. Even though he was a shogeg, he had forgotten about it, nevertheless, we consider the fellow a poshea. If the individual is a poshea, then in such a case, you, as his friend, are not supposed to save him. If, however, he was a pure shogeg, says Tosas and Ervin, and our Tosas, Dibra Maskel V'chi alludes to this as well in the second pshat, in such an instance, we say, Chatei, Kedei Shediske Chavercha, if he was entirely innocent. This is found, Lahalacha, in Shulchan Aruch. And we will give other examples, aside from the ones in the Shulchan Aruch, to flesh out the basic rules of Chatei Kedei Shetizke Chavercha. In Shulchan Aruch, we have a piece of the puzzle with a diuk. Reish Nun Dalet Sivvav, V'im Nisano B'Shabbos. If a person put in the bread on Shabbos, Afilu B'Mezid, even if he did it B'Mezid, Mutter Lo Lirdos Kodem Shiafa. The individual himself could save himself. Better that he be over in Issa D'Rabbanan of taking out the bread than violate the Isser of baking on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah comments in Sif Katan Mem on the words Mutter Lo, Aval Acherim Asur Lerdos Bishvilo. It's prohibited for others to take off the bread for him. Bein Kishidbik B'Mezid U'Bein B'Shogeg. Whether it was done B'Mezid or B'Shogeg, Afilu Mi Shidbik Es Hapas Einenu Po Shiyoduhu. Even if the individual is not there to inform him, De Ein Omrim Lo La'Adam Asei Chatei Kal. So Mishnah Berurah goes with our second answer of Tosas, and he says this is based on the Magen Avraham that the rule of Chatei Kal Kedei Shelo Yove Chavercha L'Dei Yisur Chomor does not apply in this case because the individual was poshea. Hence, the rule of thumb is that an individual, we could deduce, if the individual was not poshea, he was a full-fledged shogeg, then better to be over an Iser Kal, you yourself, to save your friend. Of course, the concept here is probably based on the idea of Arvus, that on a certain level, all of us are connected as one body, coming from one neshama that is tachas kiseh hakavod, and therefore we're responsible for each other. And in an instance where someone else was not poshea, then we do everything we can to help him out, even if we cause ourselves to be over in iser kal. This is also fleshed out in the Eliyahu Rabbah and brought down in the Mishnah Berurah in the end of Simin Shin Vav that describes a very tragic case where a girl was taken into captivity. So then, in such a case, an individual is allowed to violate the Isser of Tchumen. Her life was not in danger, but we're afraid that the Goyim who had kidnapped her were kidnapping her so that she ends up doing Averos. In such a case, he's allowed to go out from the Tchum to help her and save her. And the Mishnah Berurah there comments of consistently with the Psak of Tosos, with the Psak of the Mishnah Berurah in Reish Nun Dalet, that that's only if her parents were not prosheya. If they sent her out to the church, then in such a case, we would not be over in Isser Kal in order to save her. So we see this idea there as well. There is another piece of information that's important in that Mishnah Berurah, because the Mishnah Berurah also quotes the Elyo Rabbah as saying that the only time we will be machmir and say that if she was poshea, we won't do anything on her behalf, is if the individual have to come to be over in Isser Doraisa. However, if we're talking about a mitzvah rabbah, where this woman's whole life is at stake, her whole religious life is at stake, then the Elyo Rabbah rules that we say chatei kidei sheyizkeh chavercha, even if the individual is posheya, if we're talking about in Isser Derabbanan. This, of course, is based on the first teretz of Tosas in Dibur HaMaschil v'chiyomrim lo. So let's summarize the rules that we have in Chatei Ketei Sheniske Chavercha that we've seen from the poskim up until now, primarily based on our Tosos. Number one, that our Gemara says one does not say Chatei Ketei Sheniske Chavercha, says Tosos, says the Mishnah Berurah LaHalacha, only if the individual was Poshea. If the individual was not Poshea, so then if you have to do an Isser Kal to save them from an Isser Chomer, do it. Point number two. Even if the individual is Poshea, says the Elyo Rabbah, quoted in the Mishnah Berurah in the end of Simin Shin Hei in Siv Katan Nun Vav, if it's a mitzvah Rabbah, where, for example, their whole life is at stake, or our Tosas had mentioned if it's a mitzvah that impacts many, mitzvah derabim, so then in such a case, if it's an Isser Derabbanan, then we would allow the individual to violate the Isser Derabbanan. Even in an instance where the individual who themselves in that situation was a Poshea. To give one practical example of this second rule, let's say one has a friend that one knows on Shabbos has gone to spend time with people who one knows can have a negative impact on him or her, not only for that Shabbos, but for many other times in their life. Even if the individual was a poshea, he wasn't careful, he knew that hanging out with these people might be detrimental to him, you may violate an Isser Derabbanan in order to help him out. It seems from the Mishnah Berurah that Isser Doraisa would not be acceptable. So practically, I mean, go walking outside of Tchum would be permissible. Driving a car would not be permissible. A practical example of the first instance, if an individual sees someone turn on a microwave machine, which according to Rav Moshe Feinstein, if it cooks something inside, would be an Isser D'Oraisa. Our Grand Rebbe Rav Shlomo Zalman was skeptical, thought it might not be an Isser D'Oraisa, but let's talk according to Rav Moshe Feinstein. So then in such a case, if I see that, and I know that he was not a poshea, in such an instance, if I am sure he was not a poshea, then it could very well be, I say this, lahalocha v'loy l'maisa, a greater Rav than me needs to comment on this, lahalocha v'loy l'maisa, it could be that it would be permissible for me to turn off the electricity, again, assuming there's no bulb, or there's no other cooking process that's taking effect, to save him from being over the Isser D'Oraisa. However, if he did it b'mezid, or on some level he was a poshea, then I have to sit back and unfortunately watch my friend be over one of the 39 malachos, which, if done b'mezid with hasra, is a chiyuv of skila. Based on this, we can now go to the Shailos and Tshuvas and see how the halacha presumably would follow in one direction. But here we see the greatness of the perspective of a posek, that taking the halacha to its logical extreme is sometimes actually a distortion of the halacha itself. And that's why questions like these need the shoulders of great men. In the Shas HaTshuvas Marsham, Chelek Ches Simin Tzadi Beis, the Marsham discusses what at first glance would be a clear-cut application of chatei kedei shediske chavercha based on the above halacha. And that is the following. What happens if there is a store that sells meat in town? There's one shochet, there's one butcher, and of course, the Rama writes that during the 9 days, the minig in Ashkenaz is not to shecht at all during these days. What would the halacha be in regards to foregoing the minig, because there are some people who are not following the custom, and they are buying meat, and they're buying mamish treif meat. Should the shochet and butcher violate the rule of shechting meat, and thereby even encourage the people who were eating treif meat to eat meat, but in the end save them, kedei shetizke chavercha, save them from eating treif meat. Here we have not only an iser derabanan, here we simply have a minug. At first glance, it will be a shut case, cut and dry, to say that, of course, we say chatei kedei sheniske chavercha, if they're not poshim, for an iser derabanan. And when it's a mitzvah derabim, we said that even if they're posheya, we over an iser derabanan. And when it's mitzvah derabim, we might even be over an iser deraisa. Certainly here, when we're only being over the minug, maybe it would be cut and dry. Nevertheless, the Marsham is quoted as giving four reasons why not to open the store, why not to shecht, and why chatei kedei sheyizkeh chavercha sometimes will not apply even when the sin is only a violation of a minig. Number one, points out the Marsham, when you help your friend out by turning out electricity, you help your friend out by going outside of the tchum. In such a case, there's no other consequence that anybody else is going to be nichshal in the small aveira. However, over here, if you open up the stores and it's clear to people that they have the opportunity to buy meat, it could very well be that some people will fall in and end up buying meat and eating meat during the 9 days and violate the minhag because the meat is now accessible. Maybe chatei kedei shetizkeh chavercha is only when the only thing will happen is you will violate the nisr kal and you will be helping everybody else. But what happens if other people will end up violating also the Isser Kal? In such an instance, he says, then it does not apply. To take this idea further, in his Sefer Das Torah, the Marsham writes in Simen Tov Kuf Nun Aleph, in the name of the Sefer Balo Akeda, that it is much worse when Isurim are done based on an perceived perception of the tzibur, that it was done with the acquiescence and permission of the Bezdin. Here, if the Rabbonim and the Shochtim are going to allow for the store to be open, and the Shochet is clearly going to be Shechting, and he's a Yirei Shemayim who listens to the Rav, then it could very well be that what will emerge is we'll have a Minhag being violated with the sanction of the Bezdin. In contrast to the individuals who will be over in Iser Chomur, they will not be doing it with the sanction of the Bezdin. We can now understand the words, the Marsham, very, very sharp words, that he said, concludes, Shekol shelo yikabel dover ze bedaiti, ein lo chelek v'nachla b'teres Hashem Yisparech. If you don't accept this psak, then you don't have a chelek in Torah Hashem Yisparech. It seems to me what the Marsham is saying is that one of the most critical parts of Torah is presenting Amita Shel Torah to Klal Yisrael. Teaching Amita Shel Torah. The Marshal, of course, is celebrated in Bava Kama as saying that someone who's Mezayif Torah is Chayiv Misa. If Bezdin is allowing for even a Minog to be compromised, that's a Ziyuf HaTorah. Of course, we want to help and protect every Jew, especially if they're not Poshim. At the same time, it can't come with a compromise on the integrity of Torah itself. These two arguments are the most persuasive. It should be noted that there is a shita of the Radvaz in the Shalos Teshuvos in Chelek Gimel Simen Tov Kuf Ayin Vav that says that the whole heter chatei kedei sheyizkeh chavercha is when it happens be'idna, that when the friend is doing the Isser Kal, turning off the electricity, at that moment he has saved his friend. What happens if he does shchita? Today he violates Isser Kal, but his friend will only be saved in 3 days from now. According to Radvaz, maybe we don't say chate. That's debatable, but this is a sheet of the Radvaz. Marsham is quoted as making reference to that as well. And finally, says the Marsham, these individuals, if they really want meat, they could get meat in big stores at the large cities, and the shochet doesn't need to violate. The butcher doesn't need to violate. It's not impossible to get kosher meat. Hence, those people that are not getting kosher meat are not entirely onsim. They also fall into the category of poshim, and therefore we don't say the rule of chatei kedei shenisgeh chavercha. See here, after we had looked at the basic tesis and the basic shitas haposkim, we would have come away and said, certainly, one could violate a minug. Marsham says, we also have to look, big picture, and the integrity of Torah was given over to the Chachmei HaMesorah and the Lev HaTorah that we spoke about. In the halacha section of Daf Gimel of a posek is something that's critical, not only the details of the halacha. Our second topic from Daf Dalid is a practical application of the rule on the Gemara, on the bottom of Dalet Amud Aleph, that for something to qualify as an Akira and Hanacha, it has to be done Akira v'Hanacha ba'inon me'algabe mokom Dalet al Dalet. It has to be done in an area which is 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. The Gemara taught us that even though our Mishnah says that if a person inside the house, the Balabayis, picks something up and places it inside the hand of an Ani, that he did both the Akira and the Hanacha, the Balabayis did, he's chayiv for placing it into the hand of the Ani, despite the fact that the Ani's hand is not Dalet al Dalet, because this is a major exception to the rule that a hand doesn't require a space of Dalet al Dalet to be a significant Hanacha. However, when it comes to all other places of resting, then the area needs to be Dalet al Dalet. Take a look at Taisus, the Ramaskal of Haba Inan. The Rabbeinu Tam says that it's not normal for a person to leave things on an area which is less than Dalet al Dalet. As well, argues the Ri, that in the Mishkan, they didn't place things on areas that were less than Dalet al Dalet. There are many discussions about this halacha, but for us, the most practical one comes out in the following case. In many ways, this is the most practical halacha that one can learn in regards to the Isra of Hotzah B'Shabbos. Unfortunately, many of us will be familiar that every once in a while we walked out on Shabbos and we realized that we were carrying something. What are we supposed to do in such an instance? This Gemara becomes extremely relevant. If a person realizes, and he's standing in an area where within his 4 amis, there is something that is higher than 10 tefachim and less than 4 by 4 tefachim, for example, a fire hydrant, some mailboxes are like that, then the best suggestion is to put it on there. And the reason for that is we learn in Simin Shin Mem Vav Sif Yutes, Makom p'tur shu makom she'en bo arba abo v'gova mishlosha ulamala adra kia. In an area that's less than 4 by 4, here the Mechaber says, even from 3 tvachim and up from the ground, the halacha is that one can place it on there and it's considered a makom p'tur. To me, it is a pella and an otherwise fantastic sefer, Nesiva Shabbos, which in many ways is one of the most comprehensive halacha l'maisa books on Hotzav Erevin by Rav Bloy, who has done many compendiums of halacha, does not mention this suggestion. It is, however, found in a book that's that is familiar to many American readers, and that is Rabbi Ribiat's book of the halachos of Shabbos in Hotzah, in Meleches Hotzah. In footnote 252, he points out that the best thing in a case of where a person realizes that he's carrying in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is to put it on an area of less than Dalet al Dalet. Our Gemara now has come alive and is extremely, extremely practical. There is, however, a limitation to the usage of this Makom Ptur and this application of our Gemara. The Gemara in Kuf Nun Gimel Amud Beis seems to give us another rule that someone is supposed to do if it turns out he's carrying something on Shabbos. This is codified in Reish Samech Vav Yud Aleph, where the Gemara describes that someone who's carrying something on his back on Shabbos, he should run and not walk so as not to come to any hanacha. This is a very, very important point. A person should not stop at all if he realizes he's carrying on Shabbos, because, as our Gemara had alluded to, once he stops, it's considered as if he made a hanacha. So he runs into the house, and then he's supposed to throw it in to his rishus while walking or running, kelachar yad, in a backhanded manner. The Gemara does not mention the idea of putting something down in makom ptur, and therefore, Rabbi Ribiat and other poskim suggest that our usage of the rule of using a dalid al dalid, less than a dalid al dalid, was only advocated if it was within four amos. Otherwise, what a person should do is return walking briskly or even running back home and then throwing it into the rishus while walking or running. The reason for the second option, if it's not within Dalet Amos, is that if you return it to the place without resting in the Rishus HaRabim, then you never actually transferred Rishuyos. So this is the practical application of our sugya. Number one, that we paskin la'alacha, that if it's an area less than Dalet al Dalet Tfachim, the halacha is that it's a makom ptur, and therefore it's an ideal place to put an object in a case of where someone did not realize and they're carrying. It should be noted that the definition of arba does not mean something that equals something that's the same square of 4x4. The Mishnah Brura in Shin Mem He, Sifkatan Pei Aleph, notes that as long as it's not 4x4 square, even if it has a distance that's equal to a 4x4, for example, if one side is very long, it's still considered less than a dalid by dalid. It's also well known that the Aruch HaShulchan elaborated on this in Sif Mem Hei, why that's exactly so. But at the end of the day, unless it's a full 4x4, one would not be chayiv. That was the first thing we had learned. Therefore, if the sides are not 4x4, then one will not be chayiv. Even if it's equal to the area of a 4x4, if it's 2x8, it would not be considered a separate rishus, and therefore it has the halachos amakum p'tur. The second thing that we learned was, based on the fact that the Gemara in Kufnam Nun Gimel Amud Beis and in Reish Samach Vav Yud Aleph does not give us the suggestion of putting it on a makum p'tur, leads Rabbi Ribiat and other poskim to suggest that this heter should be used only if you see a fire hydrant within four amis. However, if you do not, so then in such a case, what you should do is return back home walking briskly and throwing it underhanded into the rishus. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes a very important halacha application to the sugya on Daf Dalet.